Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplified Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.
It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 108 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And from Ohio, Mr. Andy Donaldson.
Hi everybody.
And from Oregon, Mr. Tom Duff.
Hello.
So guys, why are we on the podcast? I'll start with you, Tom. Why are we doing this Lotusphere podcast?
Because you didn't have enough stress on Thursday night before you leave for Lotusphere.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're recording this the Thursday night before Lotusphere, as Tom said. And Julian, what you've been doing the last 24 hours?
Yeah, kind of the same as I've been doing for the last month and a half, Bruce. It's just working on sessions and trying to get the demos together. And nothing is just ever done, is it?
No, never. And Tom, what you've been doing the last 24 hours?
Oh, gee, trying to catch up on sleep that I didn't get from a couple nights before, trying to make sure that my demos run for one of my sessions, trying to make sure work can live without me for a week and all those good things.
Andy, how about yourself? You're an attendee, right?
Yeah, I'm an attendee. I got it easy. You know, I'm doing laundry, making dinner for the kids, sleeping, working.
Andy, may I just say, Andy, that you suck.
Thank you. Well, you know, last year I was freaking out because I did submit for Lotusphere Idol. So, yeah, I was in the full-on freak-out stage at this point, too. So mm-hmm. I can understand what you guys are going through to an extent, but nah, I'm just going to sit back and learn.
But, Andy, when you see it all, you have no idea about all the work that went into it. You just take it for granted.
Well, not really. I mean, I can appreciate the hard work that you find people put into making sure that we come away with a quality experience from Lotusphere.
Wow, that was well done.
Yeah, and Tom, thanks for christening the word suck on the Taking Notes podcast. Because we've never really said that before. But Andy, you've done a lot of, you've done a lot of work. I think the last couple of years you've put together you've put together Andy's Guide to Lotusphere, which is about what? It's about 400 pages?
It's grown quite a bit since I started it. It was an offshoot of just something else to put out there in the community of, you know, just somebody who is going to Lotusphere, who isn't a speaker, who may be new to it. Just kind of the things that I picked up, being there. Because I know the first year I went was 2003, and that first day, that Sunday, I felt completely lost.
So that was you that year, that you were just hovering around us, and you were afraid to walk up and talk to the bloggers and the Twitterers. Well, we didn't have Twitter back then.
We didn't have Twitter back then. Yeah, I was the guy in the corner weeping quietly with a beer in my hand, like, nobody likes me. Yeah.
Yeah, but we like you now.
Oh, the check got through. Good.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you would recommend to newbies who are listening to the podcast about Lotusphere? You know, what are your top three things to tell those, you know, people who are going to get our beers and, you know, stuff like that?
Number one, don't take these guys too seriously. Just go into it like it's your first day of college almost. You might not know where, you know, Osprey 6 is over in the Swan or something like that. I mean, you have the little map in your pack and, there's swans on one side, dolphins on the other, but, you know, don't be afraid to go up and ask people, because one thing I learned, if you look lost enough, somebody will help you out. Somebody actually did help me out my first time down there.
They told you wasn't it the All-Star Sports and that you really needed to go to Swan and Dolphin?
Yeah, well, actually, I did stay at the All-Star Sports the first year. That's another thing. Don't stay at the All-Star Sports. Let's see. Another thing I would highly recommend is you know, try to get some things in mind before you go if you can. So you can ask questions. I think one thing that's really nice this year is for an attendee, if you haven't already, go out and get a hold of the slides that have already been available. I know Vow had that nice little Dropbox, I think it's called, service set up. And I was able to get a hold of those and start looking through them. And really, I know this wasn't on my guide because this is something that just came about this year. But if you can get a hold of slides early, it's great. You can get questions in mind when you're there. Be prepared. One thing too, and this goes for pretty much anybody, I think, in the community that is presenting, because there's a lot of familiar names up there. If you have questions, go ask them. They're not going to bite your head off. They're not going to think you're a moron. They're not going to make fun of you and giggle and point at you. They will help you out. That's the one thing about this Lotus community that I think is extremely rare is there hasn't been a time at a Lotusphere conference, at a user group meeting, at any Lotus thing I've attended where anybody is treated like they're stupid. Yeah, my boss even commented to me yesterday in our meeting how incredibly weird our community is almost to an extent, especially when it comes to Lotusphere.
We're not going to talk about... Well, go ahead, sorry.
Well, you know, everyone in the Lotus community just gets so hyped up and so excited about the fact that we are all getting together in January in Orlando for this event. You know, and why is that? You know, we can't really put it into words. I mean, because Lotus is much more than a product. It's a community. And this community is, I think, very unique in the sense that everyone really does help each other out. Everyone, if you have a question and you put it out there, you might get an answer from one person, you might get an answer from another person, but everybody is there to help, I have found out. And I think it's amazing and cool. So don't be afraid to ask. That's my other bit of advice.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's kind of walk through the week then for anyone maybe who hasn't been there before or who has been there before but feels like they missed some of the events or something like that. Saturday, you know, you guys, what is, like Tom, for example, what are you going to be doing on Saturday? Where will we find you?
Where will you find me? Well, come about 3 o'clock, you're going to find me at the Boardwalk's Red River Brewery.
Yes, which is where me and Bruce found you not 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Which is what started the whole BALD event, which stands for Bloggers and Lotus, what?
Blogger and something, Lotus Dinner.
Dinner, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And it's not a dinner. It just ended up with a situation where I was sitting there with 6 little sampler beers in front of me enjoying my peaceful time to myself. And, you know, I was accosted by Bruce and Julian and Rob McDonough, and they kind of invited themselves down at the table. And from there, it's grown to us taking over pretty much their entire outdoor seating area every year, probably to the tune of, what, 75 to 100 people?
Yeah, and the waiters and waitresses love it.
Oh, they love it.
Love it. They love us more now than they did the first year, that's for sure.
Yeah, but we've been a lot better over the years. Joe Litton, you know, got us organized and told us, you know, pay by the table and stuff like that. It's worked out well. So yeah. Saturday we have BALD at 3:30.
That usually goes until we all filter over to ESPN for Turtles Party, which is 7:30-ish when we all take over the back end of the ESPN club. So that's pretty much Saturday. And then people stagger in and try to attend Sunday sessions.
Or even perhaps try to actually give Sunday sessions, right, Tom?
Yeah, that 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. time slot followed by the 10:30 to 12:30 time slot promises to be really interesting this year.
Yeah, Tom, yeah. Give it away, man. You're do shameless plugs. Go for it.
Shameless plugs. Let's go for it. Kathy Brown and I. Kathy is going to be presenting for her first time at Lotusphere, and her and I are putting on Jumpstart 102, which is Top Things for New Domino Developers. What it's meant to be is a very quick flyby. We're going to present about 25 items, and there's tips, concepts, practices, things like that for either admins who are new to development and really don't quite know which end is up yet, or people who are brand new to the Notes Domino platform entirely and really haven't gotten their minds around how Notes and Domino work. So we're going to be just covering a lot of things on things that you should be doing in your development environment, you know, documenting things, change controls, nothing that goes into a real heavy duty, you know, we're going to take you through Lotus Script or we're going to take you through Formula or anything like that. It's just really a broad brush of the entire development environment and things that you should learn. And we wish that people had told us when we first started.
Bring peanut M&Ms to throw at the presenters.
Especially Kathy. I think more people are there to actually see Kathy than they are to see me or they are to learn anything, because everybody goes, well, I'm already a developer, but, you know, I'm really interested to see what Kathy's going to tweet during the session.
Well,
so,
Tom, if Kathy throws water on herself like you did when you presented that Java Jumpstart, we're there.
Oh, I've done water in like 3 or 4 different sessions. I don't have water planned, but she won't tell me everything that she's doing. So,
well, Julian, you got that big super soaker you had a couple years ago at your session?
Oh, yeah. Heck, I got 2 of them.
Yeah. So on Sunday, too, in the morning, there's something called Business Development Day. And for those people who are business partners, right, they can attend a keynote on Sunday, as well as sessions geared towards business partners throughout the day. And that those take place, I don't know where they are this year. I haven't, I just don't remember, but they used to be in the Yacht and Beach Club, but I think this year they're more in the Dolphin and Swan. So
I think you're right. And and you know, that's always what makes Sunday so tough if you're a business partner, because there are so many good BP Day sessions. And those are, you know, those are shorter. Those are kind of normal session lengths. But then there's also so many good jump starts, which are, you know, 2 hours.
Plus, so, you've got the show and tell sessions.
Right. Oh, that's right. They have the show and tell sessions too. So, you know, Sunday is actually a really, really busy day. I mean, even though the conference sort of doesn't start until Monday, because that's when, you know, the OGS is or whatever, really Sunday is a really busy day.
Mm-hmm. Andy, how about yourself? What are you... what are you planning on homing in on as far as sessions and technologies, possibly starting on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday, they do have the...
Sorry.
Hello?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. They...
Tom, yeah. You want to take the phone and just... You can talk to him. We'll wait and listen. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Somebody picked up the phone.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay. On Sunday, they got the boot sessions. In the morning, starting with the Domino 8.5 administration, which, even though, yes, I'm an administrator, I still love going to these things because I still pick something up. You know, there's the things you do every day, and then there's the right things to do every day. And so I definitely love going to those just to keep brushed up on everything. The show and tell for the single sign-on, that's something I don't do a whole lot of, but I'm looking forward to seeing that because I'm hoping that we will have a need for that soon. Managing policies, that's always something that will either work real great for me or sometimes will just not work right. So looking forward to that. And of course, to round off Sunday evening, Turtle's Guide to Lotusphere. That's always, that was a fun session last year, so looking forward to that again.
That was a fun session. It was a little late, and I think it ran into the party, which we'll talk about next, right? But it was fun. Turtle did a good job, and it was different, you know.
Yeah.
So the party.
But then again, so is Turtle.
Yeah, aren't we all? So the party, right? There's a welcome reception that begins on Sunday night. It's poolside, and in years past, it's either been really cold or really cold.
Yeah, we've frozen our butts off the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get to eat the delicious food.
Right. Well, the trick there is just planning. I mean, if you know it's going to be cold outside, you just kind of bundle up and you go out there and you do it. And frankly, I think all of us have been either snowed in or freezing in one way or another for the last couple of weeks anyway, that the cold Orlando probably won't be that as cold as, say, the cold Northwest, Bruce.
AccuWeather saying a high of 70 on Sunday with a low of 49. So it'll be a little chilly, but, you know, it's been minus, you know, 4 or 5 here last week. So yeah. I'll take the 49.
Rain or no rain?
It says a couple of showers possible.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's typical Orlando.
So Monday, right? Monday morning comes the opening general session. So any guesses? We'll start with Andy as to who the speaker is going to be this year.
Shatner. I always say that.
You think Shatner.
Yeah, I always say that, but
okay. It probably won't.
You know, I really don't know. So on one of the chats that I was listening on today, somebody talked about the head of Cirque du Soleil, because he had been one of the people who had taken the trips to outer space, and you know, he runs the circus, which kind of hit the end of the big top and the outer space, and then you got the Wild West thing, which you kind of have to try to mangle in there somehow. You know, Shatner kind of fitted it. I think Shatner would actually be kind of interesting, being that we always guess him each year.
Now remind me, what is the clue again?
The clues that I know of, and I think there may have been one other one that I missed, is the person said was like out in space.
From the Wild West to the Big Top, this person's out of this world, I think. Something like that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so you've got circus space and...
Would we all know the Cirque du Soleil guy?
Probably not, but you figure they wouldn't have to pay travel for any of the Cirque du Soleil entertainers, so...
Yeah. Well, maybe it's Bob Costas.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So, Monday opening general session. Any guesses? We'll turn to Andy first. Any guesses as to what we're going to see?
I really have a feeling that since it's kind of, what seems to at least me is we're, you know, in between release years of Lotusphere, so a lot of other things are going to have you know, more of a center stage presence. I think we're going to see some stuff about Traveler coming to other platforms, because I was again looking through the slides. Traveler is something I've been spending time with at work lately, trying to get up and running, which isn't very hard to do, but finding a good way to implement it. And some of the slide decks had slide removed until after the opening general session, which of course to me means, hey, they're going to announce some new stuff. So I'm hoping to hear some support for the Palm Prix. I know Jess had workaround on that, but you know, there will be an official announcement is what I'm thinking. Also for the Android, you know, the Google phones and such. Just an expansion of the brand, because a lot of people really seem to like Traveler. Coming from an administrative standpoint, having administered BlackBerry systems and the old IntelliSync mobile suite systems, Traveler is just wonderful. I love it. It is so easy to administer. So I'm hoping to hear that. I'm hoping to hear more, of course, about the future of the Notes Domino product, which is what I spend the majority of my day with. What are we going to see from the Domino next, or when's 8.5.2 coming out and things like that. So that's the things I really look for. I think we're probably going to hear a lot about the unified communication same time stuff more and more, like we do over the past couple of years.
All right, Tom.
I think in many ways I agree with Andy on that. I was reading an article today by John Fontana in Network World, and he was talking about some of the previews that he's had with the different executives. It sounds like we are just going to see incremental stuff. We're not going to see the big bang type announcements that we have seen in the past. It looked like there was going to be a little bit of, here's what we expect Notes 9 or Notes Next to be. Probably some talk about Traveler, probably some talk about, oh, look at Lotus Live, because they've got the big Panasonic thing that they just talked about. I think there's going to be the things they announce, and of course there's going to be what did the numbers really mean, and what things are really being said behind the scenes, and what did that really mention, and was that completely accurate or not. I think there's going to be a lot of talking about what they did, but I'm not expecting a keynote that is going to have everybody walking away just wowed and amazed. I think it's going to be more of, okay, that was fine. You know, Alistair did an okay job up on stage, being that he, you know, had like no notice that this was coming,
yeah,
or something.
We didn't even talk about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, in some ways, I'm almost expecting a little bit like the year that Ambush took over. So, you know, what was it, like 4 days before Lotusphere? And he got up there and you could tell he was reading scripts, but didn't have a clue. I think Alistair's going to be much better than that. But I think there's going to be a little bit of loss of continuity, just personally, and I'm not expecting anything huge. Personal opinion.
Well, now for the people who aren't going to be there, I think there's going to be, you know, certainly a lot of Twittering going on. Hopefully the wireless network will keep up with it. Is there some live blogging going on too? I know Carl Tyler a couple years ago did the kind of live blog stream or something like that. Do you know if anything like that is going on, guys?
Yeah, there is a group. I think like Paul, Warren. I think there were six total.
Yeah, there were several that said they were doing it.
Right, and then a few other people have talked about live blogging as something that they're doing on their own, not part of this six-person live blogging group. And then there's some number of people who are part of the blogging program like they had last year, and I'm sure those people will either be blogging or Twittering stuff as it goes on. So.
Yeah, they are. I'm reading Declan Lynch's blog, Lotusphere 2010 OGS Live Blog Reminder. It's on Declan's blog, and if you go, I think it's the last entry. It says Lotusphere 2010 OGS Live Blogging, as I said before. So QTZAR.com, and you can find out about how to connect to the live blogging event. So good point, Julian.
All right, yeah, so if you're not going, but you want to find out what's going on right when it happens, Twitter and blogs are your friend. And Planet Lotus, I'm sure, will have all sorts of links, too.
Hey, everyone, it's Bruce here, and I wanted to tell you about a must-see session at Lotusphere 2010. This session is given by Darren Duke of Simplified Technology. Darren will be presenting on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Show and Tell 102 session on managing clients and using policies. He's going to talk about all the settings that are not on by default, but should be to enable things like spell checking and calendar alarms. This session will be in the Swan Osprey Room, so be sure and add it to your schedule, again, from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Simplified Technology has also started a really cool new screencast series called Tips in 2 at tipsin2.com. That's tipsintwo.com. It's an excellent resource for user training on Lotus Notes, so check it out. Another thing I want you to check out is Darren's blog. Recently, Darren blogged about some really great Deo space savings, which have come with Domino 8.5 and Domino 8.51. Get on over to Darren's blog at blog.darrenduke.net. That's blog.darrenduke.net.
Okay, after opening session, we got sessions, regular sessions. We've got, are there show and tells on Monday? There might be. Then it just really kind of kicks in, right? It starts right after the opening session, boom. You know, I think there's a press conference for the press people, and all of the attendees are rushing off and going to sessions.
And there's a mini keynote, I believe. Ed Brill and Kevin Kavanaugh are doing a keynote at 1 p.m. on Monday. I don't know exactly what the title of the keynote is. Maybe it's...
I have it up here, actually. It's the IBM Lotus Notes and Domino Strategy and Future of the Desktop.
Perfect.
I think in many ways, it seems like they're having a lot more mini keynotes this year.
Yeah, there's some on Tuesday. I believe there's a couple more on Tuesday. I know of one at 10.
Well, you know, I know that last year and probably the year before, too, they did have a lot of... kind of mini keynotes like the Unified Communications one, and okay. I think there was another one too. But
social software.
Yeah, and they just don't get advertised that much. I mean, they're in the big room, and there's still a fair amount of people there, but they don't get, you get so overwhelmed, I think, as an attendee going to sessions that it's just way outside of people's radars.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And they also have this Global Business Excellence Forum as well. It's a two-day event inside of Lotusphere, and I think that's Monday and Tuesday. So I know Tim Cannata spoke on the Taking Notes podcast a few months ago about that, and that's more of an event for line of business people than technical geeks like us. So on Monday night, right, they have the product showcase, because the product showcase opens, I believe, after the opening general session. And I believe that at 6, I think it's 6 to 8:30, there's you know, free food and booze, right?
Yep.
Beer and stuff in the product showcase, and it gets really crowded and really hot, and it's a lot of fun down there, mingling and getting pushed around.
And this year, aren't they also having the music jam thing down the product showcase?
Oh,
are they
really?
I read that somewhere.
Jamfest?
Yeah, Jamfest is being held down there. I think it's going to be like in that alcove area when you walk straight back through where they used to have like the cafe for coffees and the bookstores and stuff like that. I think that's where they're having it.
Right. Yeah, the last 2 years it was in the Atlantic Dance Hall, which was actually a great venue for Jamfest. And for those of you who don't know what Jamfest is, it's just a way of people getting together who play instruments, who sing, who can play cowbell or tambourine, and they get together and they jam. The group picks a song. Typically, they develop maybe a song list for people to sign up. Hey, we need a drummer. Hey, we need a bass player. And it's a lot of fun, so especially after you've had a couple beers. So
aren't most things.
Yeah, that's true. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right, bring, as Julian said, more sessions, right? A lot of parties going on Tuesday night, and I know probably a lot of people have multiple invites to a lot of events happening on Tuesday night, and it's just one big party. And then Wednesday, right, what do we have on Wednesday, Tom?
Wednesday, after we get done with sessions and speaking and anything else that you've got going on, we have the party at the park.
Yeah, and you know what, Bruce, let me back up a second. For anyone who on Tuesday night does not have plans, you know, for dinners and get-togethers, because, you know, Tuesday is typically not only when dinners happen, but also when the receptions happen for various groups and software companies and stuff. If you don't have an invite to anything on Tuesday already, then what you should do is go down and start hobnobbing with the vendors on the product showcase and find out what's going on with the different vendor parties, because several of the vendor parties tend to be, you know, relatively open, and you can find out what's going on and generally get invites for those sometimes too. So, you know, you don't have to be alone, I guess, if you don't have anything to do.
And if you want to call Julian's cell phone, it's...
Yeah, sure.
We'll tweet that after the show.
Yeah.
But, Julian will be hanging out in the rotunda at
8:30. Yeah, crying because I have an 8:30 session the next morning. Anyway, I'm sorry, we were talking about the venue. Do we know what the venue is yet on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Hollywood Studios across the street.
Well, everything is across the street in Disney.
that used to be the MGM Studios.
Yes. Right.
Tower of Terror, the Aerosmith roller coaster, the Muppet, what do they call it? The Muppet
3D theater.
Yeah, I like that.
Plus, they've also got the Toy Story.
I like that too.
Attraction. That's a lot of fun.
But I like the Aerosmith roller coaster over and over. Loving an elevator. Sorry. All right, I don't think I've ever sang on the podcast before, so we have two firsts.
We just got a bunch of firsts going on here.
I feel honored.
Well, you know, not to get too personal here, but Tom, we were on a Skype chat this morning, you and I, and you thought I forgot to take my meds, right?
you were having a very, based on what I normally see of you in an online stage, you look like you were maybe a little stressed and frantic.
No, Tom, I'm in the zone. I'm officially in the zone. Andy, I know you're in the zone. Tom, I know you're in the zone. Julian, I don't know if you're in the zone yet.
I'm finding the zone.
He's zoned.
All right. So Wednesday night party, it's a lot of fun. It's what, 2-3 hours of more food, more beer, more soda pop, and rides, right?
Lots of rides.
Yeah. So we talked about those, and you'll know where to find me. So what comes on Thursday morning besides more sessions? There's a couple popular ones, right? Julian, what do they have?
For what?
Thursday.
Yeah, they're popular.
I'm sorry. Is there a question pending?
Yes. Let's
so, as Julian scrambles to find the agenda, you know, in front of him to read off of.
Guru.
Yeah. So there's Guru Palooza, which is all of the people in the best practices sessions. Well, and you know, I should say, in all fairness, there are sessions on Thursday morning as well. a couple of show and tells, I think maybe a boff or two, and definitely just regular sessions. A lot of them are repeats on Thursday. So Thursday is the day where you wake up early and catch those sessions you can get to before. But yeah, Gurupalooza is, I think, late in the morning, and that's where all of the people on the best practices track are up on a stage, and you can ask them questions, which is nice because, you know, then you're talking to generally business partners and consultants or people that have just been doing this stuff for a long time outside of IBM. And you can kind of get different answers sometimes from them than you might get from the IBM people, just different experiences, you know, in the field.
Now, I do have a question for you, Julian. How are you going to make that when you've got a show and tell till 11:45?
I'm not. I'm just gonna be back there asking questions with everyone else, I guess. Yeah, because the show and tell that me and Rob McDonough have on Thursday overlaps nicely with Gurupalooza. So
nicely. So there'll be an empty seat up there. Just let's not fill it with red. Only kidding. Inside joke. It's my podcast. I mean, it's our podcast, and I can say those things. Okay.
All right.
So Gurupalooza, that's a lot of fun. It, you know, a lot of great questions come from people, both administrative questions and programming questions. So after Gurupalooza, they have asked the developers, or some of us call it, right, beat the developers, right?
Right.
And for the longest time, a gentleman by the name of Bob Balaban has been given the honor, right, of asking the first question, right? But this year, Bob is not going to do that, right?
I think he handed it off to somebody else. I'm not sure who, though.
Yeah, so if you're out there, we encourage you to ask the first question at Ask the Developers. So, Andy, do you go to Ask the Developers?
No, I hadn't, to be honest
really?
With you.
Yeah. Is that like an admin thing? Admins don't go to Ask the Developers, or?
Yeah, because we're too cool. We're usually out back, you know, hanging around, smoking cigarettes, you know, looking cool.
Uh-huh.
With their sunglasses on, because, uh-huh, you know, we're admins. That's how we roll.
True. Tom, what about you?
I generally, a lot of times, am so fried by that point that I don't go either, but I'm not cool. I just don't go.
Wow. We got you guys on the podcast, and we're talking about as the developers. So
why, yes, we have gone, Bruce, and we have found it to be a very fulfilling and fruitful worthwhile discussion that we have gotten from it.
I have solved many of my problems from that session.
I feel like I'm going to be disappointed, Julian, if I ask you, Julian, have you been?
No, I go every year. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so why don't you tell everyone about Ask the Developers?
Well, they just get all the developers. Well, not all of them, but you know, a lot of the developers of the various Lotus products up on a stage, and people go up there and ask them questions about their favorite bugs and features. And
year after year, the same questions.
The same ones over and over. Well, you know, it's interesting for two reasons. One, because sometimes people tend to ask you know, very interesting questions, regardless of what the answer is. A lot of times the question kind of makes you think, oh, wow, that would be kind of cool if you could do that. Or I wonder if you can do that just in some, you know, some non-native way. But also sometimes the answers tend to be, yes, you can do that, and here's how, or here's what you look at, or, you know, here's what you need to think about in that situation. And that's interesting too, because you know, so it's not all just you know, I have this complaint and why don't you fix your product. Some of it is actually, you know, how do you do this, and someone will come up and say, mm-hmm, oh, well, it's in this setting, or it's with this product, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think go ahead.
Now I was going to say, Tom, the one thing to point out for those of you who haven't been to Ask the Developers before, and for veterans as well, for seasoned veterans as well, is that you only get one question. Okay, if you ask two questions, what happens?
I don't know. Not going.
Julian, people will kind of boo you away, right?
You'll get booed off the mic. Well, well, you can ask two questions, just not in a row. You have to get back in line.
That's right.
Well, I think one thing that's good about that session, too, is when I have gone in the past, and yes, I really have, I think it gives Lotus a good feeling in some ways for things that are concerns in the developer community that they may not be getting feedback on, or they may only be getting feedback from one or two people, such as the whole round tripping of DXL. That always gets to be a hot button each year. And, you know, they'll say round tripping and the crowd goes, yeah, we want that, you know. So I think it does give some level of feedback in terms of, did the crowd really get behind that? And are we going to be lynched if we say that we're not looking forward to doing anything on that or what?
Me thinks it's going to happen.
I would certainly like it.
Yeah, I saw something somewhere about it. I don't know if it was on Twitter or a blog or whatever, but I sure hope they deliver that. But sorry for interrupting.
No, that's, yeah, that was basically the point, though, is that I think a lot of things that may only be niche topics within Lotus may get a little bit better. I remember one year, I think, when they did that, when somebody said, you know, is Mac really a popular platform? And it seemed like half the crowd held up MacBooks. And, I, you know, when we had always been told we'll never have a Mac client, we'll never have a Mac client. And, you know, eventually you got one. Did I lose everybody?
No, we're no. here.
Oh, okay. No. I was going to say, well, that was a real bummer of a conversation.
Okay. Well, you know, after the Gurupalooza or the Ask the Developers, you know, that there's the mass migration, you know, the whole her walks across and goes to the closing session. Now, are you guys closing session people or do you tend to leave before then? Tom, do you leave before the closing session?
Never leave before the closing session.
Never.
I did that my very first year back in 97 and I swore after that I'd never do it again.
Yep. Andy, how about you?
I always go.
Always go. Yeah, see, me too.
I mean, it's a great way to end out the week. I mean, you know, you've been through, you know, you're walking 10 miles back and forth, it feels like, between the two, you know, buildings every day. And it's just a great way to wind down because it's usually something that's just kind of laid back, not talking about Lotus or talking about something else, which is always cool. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and really anyone who's listening now, it's too late. I'm sure you already have your plane ticket, although you could probably, for $50, maybe change your ticket on the day of the flight. But if you tend to be not a closing session person, you should probably reconsider that at least next year, because the closing session is, they generally have someone really good, entertaining, oftentimes funny, but the closing session speakers, every single year that I've seen them, have just surprised me in the best possible way. And you're right, it's just a great way to kind of top off the week.
Actually, in some ways, especially like last year with Benjamin Zander, in many ways that was almost the highlight of the week, even though it had nothing to do with Notes and Lotus.
Yeah, we sang Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an incredible mm-hmm. session usually. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I like the closing session speakers better than the opening general speakers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The OGS speakers typically don't talk for that long. Dan Aykroyd last year spoke for what, 10 minutes?
Well, yeah,
seemed like that. Yeah,
yeah. The OGS speakers a lot of times tend to be people who will do corporate speeches, and they'll come in, and you can almost tell the talk tends to be, "Hi, everybody from insert company name here." and you almost get a feel like, okay, you paid $10,000 for this guy to come in, do his 10 minute. Canned speech and leave. Some of them have been much better than that. The Neil Armstrong one was absolutely incredible.
Awesome.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But other ones are almost like they mail it in and you're kind of go, okay, that was nice, but eh.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the closing general session, the Swan and Dolphin pretty much empty out. You come there, like for the people that are there today, I know there's a lot of people down there early, but that Friday you walk around and it's, you know, you have a couple people around, but it's like the place empties out.
It's depressing.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, even Thursday night, all the signs are coming down and you know, there's just not the traffic between the walkway between the two hotels. And it is, it's like someone, you know, let all the air out of the balloon. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we covered a lot of material for people attending Lotusphere, both new people coming to Lotusphere for the first time, as well as people have been there many times before. I think this will be my tenth year finally.
Wow,
Julian, how many years for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not 10. I would say 5 or 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'm not quite the old timer that a lot of these other people are. Mm-hmm.
Tom,
I started coming in 97, and the only one I missed was 2002 when I was laid off from Enron. So 13, wow. 12, somewhere around there.
Andy, how about yourself?
Well, this would be like my seventh or so. It was like 03 was the first one I went to. So.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just at kind of in closing, I think we should all give maybe the top two or three tips, you know, sort of for general tour. Any Lotusphere attendee, I think my two tips are probably drink absolutely as much water as you can.
It's not where I thought he was going.
because you know, you just get so dehydrated, especially if not only walking around, but also, you know, going out at night and kind of boozing it up and things like that. And also, you know what? Just forget about sleep. You know, stay up late and wake up early because, you know, you can sleep when you get home.
Andy.
All right.
Well, I definitely agree with Julian about the water. They have it out at all the breaks. Grab a couple extra, take them back to the room with you. Keep them around because you are just constantly on the move that entire week that you were down there. Do that and just be prepared to drink from that huge fire hose of knowledge. I mean, your brain will hurt by Tuesday afternoon, but it's well worth it.
And Tom.
If you're in a session that doesn't seem to be delivering what it was you thought it would, don't be afraid to, you know, ease out the back door and try to find one that does. Because sometimes it's just not worth it to waste an hour on something that isn't what you thought it was. And more importantly, talk to people. Do not go. Do not stick to yourself. Do not treat it just like a regular tech conference, because it's not. It's a networking event, and even though geeks are not supposed to network very well, it makes all the difference in the world at this conference.
Okay, and I guess I'll go. And one thing that I would recommend is go to sessions for the content. We spoke of the PDF, you know, the session slide decks being available ahead of time. You know, go through them and, you know, cross out the names and learn the technologies and skills you want to develop. You know, Julian Robichaux is totally overrated. Okay, let me get it.
Absolutely.
No, one of the great presenters of Lotusphere, Julian and Tom. So, and what else? What else would be my second one? Is like Andy said in the beginning of the podcast. You know, don't be a stranger. You know. Say hello, mix, go down to the product showcase, talk to vendors, but just don't stay in your room and you know, or write code, okay?
Unless you're demoing something that you're not done with yet. And then
yes, exactly. Yeah. If it's for a session, then you're okay.
All right. Anyone else? You guys have anything else before we wrap up episode 108?
Nope. Should be a good time down there. The annual reunion of Lotai Yellow.
Yeah, and just have a good time and be safe and don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So Andy, thanks for being on the podcast. You were on once before for the Lotus Idol stuff last year.
Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
And check out Andy's guide to Lotusphere, which is in the show notes. There's a link to it. It's a great read. And Tom's been on many times before. And in fact, he's been on many times before, and I don't think he planned on being on. I think we butt dialed you somehow.
Yeah, pretty much it's the Skype chat that says, Tom, we're talking about you. Would you like to defend yourself? Please join the Skype chat.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, and thank you for using the word butt dial in the podcast too, Bruce.
That I think makes that's three just things.
Number three.
Great word to fit in a conversation somewhere.
Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to episode 108 of the Taking Notes podcast. Please visit simplify-tech.com to learn more about what those fine folks at Simplify Technology Solutions do. And we'll see everyone at Lotusphere. And for those people who won't be at Lotusphere, Planet Lotus, Twitter, you know, as Andy and Tom and Julian said. And that's it.
Safe trip, everybody.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplify Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.